Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys, we are coming at you with a hot, hot, hot...
It's like, emergency broadcast.
Fresh beef. A beef between 50 Cent, Fofty, and Randall Emmett and Lala Kent. And in honor of our lovely Lala Kent, I've decided to use my favorite Tupac song that has like a little ode to a heart attack in it. So if your children are in the car, cover their ears. Here we go.
Little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something. You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up.
See, you don't want to mess around and get a heart attack or something.
See, yesterday I was thinking, like, I want to open it up and play, even though I know it's the wrong person, but it's very applicable. I ain't saying she's a gold digger. She ain't dealing with no broke. But I'm like, do 50 and Kanye have a beef?
I didn't
want to disrespect in case, because, you know, they both have beefs with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true.
But that song is applicable, but I like what you brought.
Yeah. Okay, so
50 cannot be here tonight. He actually had plans.
He was going to come on, but
we're working on rescheduling that.
Yeah.
So you have us, which is even better. Anyways, so Randall, I guess, is public again.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
So we went private for like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what their house is like right now? Is he just like curled up in a corner, like rocking back and forth, like Jack style, like crying, or what's she doing? Like, she's storming around the house, like, I'm going to pop that motherfucker. And he's like, don't, baby.
I don't know.
Is he making phone calls? Is he in Vegas? What's he doing?
Yeah.
Is he fueling up the yacht to, like, take off and just, like...
It doesn't seem like he's handling it like Lala would. You know, like... This is a big test for Lala. Like, is she going to hold it down? Is she going to hold her man down? Is she going to hold herself down? You know, how thug is she going to get with this? Is she going to let this, like, affect her? And, I mean, we can read some of her responses that she's given. And so far, I don't know that she's handled herself the best. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I would immediately hire someone to help me. Is what I would do.
Yeah. Like, her response is, she thinks she's like, oh, I'll use this. I'll get everyone's support if I throw out Me Too. But, like, she doesn't make any sense. And it's like, I've seen about it. I'm like, she's gone on confessionals on Andy talking about how stupid Raquel is. And it's like, but you contradict yourself all the time, where it's not even like she's a hypocrite like Katie. Katie's a hypocrite, but I'm going to say Katie's stupid. But like, Lala's sentences don't even make any sense. She's like, you know, you harassed me. I'm not going to stand for that and let other people, victims of Me Too, when you talk about me and what my fiance do behind closed doors, it's like,
no one's talking about it. You talked about it.
You talked about it as you were also saying how you got all these gifts and whatnot in exchange for that. So I don't see how that is any part of any kind of Me Too movement, except for if you were saying you were like forced to do this, but you happily talk about it as your choice
as a feminist.
She just makes no sense. Like, her arguments make no sense. She just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so I thought, guys, again, this is just an emergency podcast. If you are new here to our podcast, we are Vanderpump Rules Party. We recap the episodes every week. And so this is an emergency pod to cover what's going on. If you're lost in the confusion of the Fofty and Randall Emmett, like, we are here to break it down. Very quickly, though, I thought that we'd just touch on some other social media things, because that's what we normally do here. So,
you guys may be new, because we picked up a lot of followers from our memes we have put out.
Yeah.
So I am Sarah Pumpers Nation on IG and Twitter, and Holly and the podcast Vanderpump Rules Party on IG, and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. So check us out. Follow us. There's a lot of content up there. Did a little tribute video. I don't know. but you'll hear our finale episode for VPR this week. But obviously, we keep going throughout the year. So when everything else dries up and you're jonesing for some more VPR, check us out because we never stop.
That's right.
We never sleep.
So really quickly, I just wanted to touch on the fact that Stassi has made the New York Times bestseller list, which is exciting for her. We are also going to do a recap of her book coming up as soon as the finale's over and we have a little bit of time on our hands. So you can find that here. But I thought that was really exciting for her. And that news came right on the day that she was doing her signing at the Grove, which would have been exciting for people who went, and it sounded like everyone had a good time. I liked one of Kristen's tweets that she did. She said, proof that owning who you are pays off. My bestie is an author, and hashtag next level basic is a New York bestseller. And I thought, oh, like, I guess that is true. Like, you own who you are and good things happen. So congrats to Stassi. And, the signing looked really cool at the Grove. Nikolai made an appearance, who is Stassi's little brother, and her mother, which, you know, there's been a little rift between them, but it looks like they're working on it.
Yeah, she went to her sister's bridal shower. I think then they started to get things on the mend after that.
Yeah, that broke the ice. It looked a little awkward, but it looked like it broke the ice too.
So Georgie's wedding, Stassi's sister, is coming up in June as well, a week before Brittany and Jax's. So we hope to report on that too.
Yeah, and stay tuned in the finale recap from Sarah and I to hear an update on our wedding plans. We'll reveal more then, but we are still working on that, so stay tuned there also. In Orange County news, because that's where we are from, so from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, wait, we have, well, on the finale too, we have some giveaways, including a couple Stassi books and
that's right,
some Vanderpump Vegas shot glasses and
yes,
yeah. OC.
Yes. Vicky Gunvalson is engaged.
I like, so don't care. And like, I'm a OC OG when it comes to like the Housewives. OCOG, I don't know. I don't care. And it was just,
I don't either. It's like, it was definitely nothing that I was rooting for or nothing that I was wishing for her. I was actually kind of wishing the opposite. I don't have a problem with him or anything, but it just,
a breakup would be more interesting.
Yes. Like, yeah. Vicky, like, truly healing what is like possibly eating at her would be more interesting than seeing happy another Vicky divorce, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I wish her the best, but...
Or a gloaty Vicky like she was when she was with Brooks.
Yeah. But you know what? If she's happy, good for her. And then she posted a picture. Tamra and her are starting to wedding plan. And then she posted a picture with her daughter. And yeah, she looked great. Okay, so moving on really quickly, and then we'll get into the grit of it, you guys. I wanted to talk to you about, and this is not a sponsor. It like, should be, though.
I was literally like, wait, I don't have any.
Why didn't notes. They approach us to like to have the sponsor to talk about it? Like, I almost don't even want to talk about it because it's BS. You guys, there is a new app that has Vanderpump Rules where you can literally play, like, it's like a, what is that called,
avatar thing?
Yeah, I guess it's called like reality gaming or something, I don't know. But okay, so I was so excited.
Is
for
it like
this,
the Erica Jane and Kim Kardashian app?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so when I first downloaded it, I don't know if I did it wrong, but I started with Saved by the Bell, so I had to quickly go through that as fast as I can. That one wasn't that interesting, and I liked Saved by the Bell too. But then I got to Vanderpump Rules, and oh my God, was it like, I locked myself in the bathroom. I pretended to go to the bathroom just to play it more. The only problem is there's only one chapter of it. So I was like, I went to LA and I became, like, I was an actress and I had a bad audition and there was like all this drama. And then I saved Lisa Vanderpump's dog. And Jax and Brittany saw, like, they were the ones who were supposed to be watching the dog. So they're like, hey, like, come get a drink with us. Then I met Lisa Vanderpump. She liked me and I got to become a server at Sir. And it was like, I honestly thought I was working there. Like, it, they did such a good job. I'm so embarrassed to say this, you guys. I paid. I, like, bought extra credits so I could, like, play at a different level. So after, like, Stassi came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to know the latest gossip? And you could either choose. You could either choose, like, don't go with Stassi. Go to the alley instead. Oh. Or you can choose, like, to up your level and you go with Stassi, but you had to have, like, 27 credits, which I had never played, so obviously I didn't. And they said if you pass up on that, then you, like, will literally ruin the personality of your, like, avatar. So I'm like, oh. So I bought the credits to go into the VIP room with Stassi. And So I finish and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to, someone got captured on camera effing in the restaurant. And so, you know, it's like a mystery of like who it is. And then like I went into the alley and this guy was hitting on me, but then he had a girlfriend and the girl, I mean, it was so freaking exciting. If you guys haven't played, play it. Like, it was so fun, but it ended. So I paid to upgrade my experience. Like, I'm at a certain level and it ended. There's only one chapter. Like, all the other games on the app, like, have, like, you know, 5 or 6 chapters or whatever. So, hello, when is the next chapter coming? I need to know what happens to me. It's so fun, though.
Is it expensive?
I mean, I think I paid $4.99 or something.
Is it
my...
like a monthly subscription?
No.
It's just a one-time.
It's a one-time, yeah.
We don't need any more auto debits.
No.
You're like, what is this $14.99 charge?
I don't know if I would have paid though if I knew that it was going to end right after. Because like, why do I need to be friends with Stassi if chapter 2 hasn't happened?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so let's get into the drama. So we tried to timeline this out, you guys. We're going to do the best we can to kind of help you through the drama. Everything started on Friday night.
And everyone wants to know, like, what happened? What did Lala do to piss 50 off? Or what did Randall do to piss 50 off? And we don't know the answer to that. Like, I'm just theorizing that he's tired of, like, Randall, Lala just flaunting their money on social media. And they do. Just go to Randall's page. Every other picture is, like, PJ. And, like, just him showing off. I heard a couple different, like I heard AJ Benza say, because he used to hang around that circle, that Randall would always try to, like, you know, anytime there'd be people hanging around.
Who is that?
He has a podcast. He was like the inside source, like 10, 20, 30 years ago. He was like best friends with Howard Stern.
Okay.
He used to be a regular on Howard Stern.
Okay. That sounds familiar now.
He had a podcast on Juicy Scoop like a year ago, year and a half ago.
Okay.
And revealed he knows a lot of stuff because he was part of.
Okay. Yeah. I heard that
part
podcast.
Of the crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said, like, Randall would, whenever time there'd be girls around or people he was trying to impress, he'd be always name dropping Mark Wahlberg. And he's like, see, I can call him right now. And he would, like, call Mark in the middle of the night and Mark would yell at him, stop calling me, you know, in the middle of the night. Stop waking me up. Cause, like, I guess Mark Wahlberg gets up at 4 a.m. and does, like, a massive workout. Plus, he's got, like, 5 kids.
Right. Yeah, I was cracking up when I heard that he calls him in the middle of the night and stuff.
I mean, and he's always posting pictures. And I caught this too, because he's always posting. So he keeps posting with, like, Mark Wahlberg. And last year he posted a picture with him. And then, like, 6 months later, he reposted the same picture. And as if it was, like, a current live picture. It was so tacky.
I've caught Rob doing that too, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And so then I was going through Randall's page, and then I see another one with Mark Wahlberg, and then the caption is, besties for life.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyways, I don't know. Lots of...
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Lots of embarrassment.
Yeah, we have some, like, other fun details, but we'll just start from the beginning.
Yeah, okay. So here's the beginning. So I'm going to play... This is the video that started it all. So here is the audio from it.
And his assistant up to ask me if I was an actress. I told him to go to my Instagram account. Today, I get a phone call that says, you have an audition. That's f***ing crazy. I had auditioned for it, and we went out, me and him and, like, two of my friends, and I let him hit it the first night, and we were inseparable. He would just send me, like, really expensive gifts. The first night we banged, I got a car the next day. He was like, do you want a Range Rover? I was like, yeah. There's been a lot of times where I'm like, come to a hotel and I'll like put a wig on and I'll have him meet me at the bar. I'll be named Tiffany and I'll do anything to be in a movie, like give blowjobs. Yeah, shut totally. The up. But like when Rand starts laughing and ask questions, I'm just like, does daddy want to play with Lala's?
Oh my God.
Does daddy want Lala to play with your? Saw me and said.
Okay, so.
Oh, it's still a lot hearing it again.
It is. Sorry. Okay, so here is the caption that he wrote, and then we'll discuss it. He said, 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, hoes are winning. Do you want a Range Rover? And then an emoji with star eyes. Yes, bitch, yes. Then just run out and suck a dick. LOL, shaking my head. So this is what started it. So when I first saw this, I was like, why is 50 Cent posting something about Lala? That's kind of funny. And I think that's kind of what everyone's first thought was, like, huh?
Yeah, especially because she like bragged all the last year about how Rand is, you know, best friends with 50 and Mark Wahlberg and John Travolta and whatever, all these people. And, you know, she kept putting him in her stories, you know, like when they went to Cannes. Randall kept putting him in his IG stories and Snap stories and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think she was as shocked as we were all shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, like, I was just thrown off. Like, I had no idea the amazing gift that we were being given because this has been, like, the most exciting thing ever. This season for both Sarah and I feel like has been just,
and most of you guys, because we see your comments and everyone is just
underwhelming.
Like, more than that, definitely worst season so far to date.
Yeah, just really nothing has happened. It's just lots of filler, lots of like overly produced,
lots of missing footage that they have footage for, but yes. Because the producers are like family, and like Stassi's like, we're so close, they're gonna be at my wedding, they're like family. I'm like, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, the good, what they did with Jax when he's like, I've never had a problem with editing, but these editors really trolled me with that scene with Britney's dad. He's like, well, they're doing their fucking job then, because they made that scene interesting. And I guess the producers were really upset and fighting with editing to not play it like that. And I'm like, see, that's the problem. The producers are too fucking close to this cast. We've said it 1,000 times. So have you guys. It's time for a fresh crew. You guys are too, you're protecting them too much. All this great footage you're not using, and we're bored as fuck. So thank you, 50, for livening up this season and creating a finale that we're all looking forward to, because really, nobody really gives a shit about tomorrow's finale. Like, who cares? We already know what's happening. I'm more excited for the reunion. Like, honestly, if I skipped the finale tomorrow, wouldn't care. This has really fulfilled everyone's...
like, what are we going to get tomorrow? Like, oh, the cliffhanger is that Ariana is going to step to Lisa. Don't care. The cliffhanger is that Britney's going to say, like, Jax has changed. Don't care.
Or is, like, Lala going to tell Britney she's hurt that she's not a bridesmaid, which I still think she probably is, because now that Jax and Randall are BFFs.
Like, what on earth can happen tomorrow that we aren't prepared for? I really don't think there's anything.
No.
Okay, so after 50 posted that, next we have Lala. First, she responds in comments. Or I read the comments before she responded.
I think she responded in comments first. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get to my screenshots here. Or do you have it? Sorry.
I have the video.
Okay, let's start with the video and then we'll go back to her comment.
Here's her.
50 Cent decided to post a clip of me on the show Vanderpump Rules talking to a cast member who's my friend about what I do to keep my relationship spicy. When I saw this, not only was I disgusted, but I was in shock, because my fiance has been there for 50 in really dark times. But the other thing was that 50...
took a clip of me talking about what I do behind closed doors with my fiance and used it to diminish the validity of the Me Too movement. That I will not stand for. If you have been affected by a man like 50, do not be quiet. We're not going to be silenced. I have your back, and we need to let these fuckers know that they are not safe. Because once they think they've silenced us, we are all fucked. I'm
Rob Machado. So that's like, it makes no sense. Like, how did he diminish the validity of the Me Too movement? In fact, I think he's standing up for it, saying it's people like you ruining it and perpetuating the Me Too movement because you're talking about sucking dick for a part or for a Range Rover. It's like he is actually doing quite the opposite, Lala. And then her whole thing is, if you have been affected by a man like 50, it's like 50's not the one that is doing it. It's Randall that is giving you an audition in exchange for a blowjob. So it makes no sense, her rebuttal.
And I also didn't like how she set it up. Like, she presented it like 50 shared a clip from Vanderpump Rules of me and a cast member who is my friend. She made it almost sound like this isn't her reality. This is not the life that she's living. But it's like, dude, that is literally your fiance. And we've watched what has happened.
Our show's real. It's not scripted.
Yeah. So, although bits and pieces of what she said, I heard what she was saying. Like, no, you shouldn't let someone silence you. I agree with that. Like, don't let, you know, okay, 50 just tried to shame you, right? Like, I would say he was making fun of her. Why not own what you said again and, like, stay with what you've been doing? She just went back, made herself a victim, and was, like, she tried to angle it, and it just didn't work. Like, no. Either you have to be what you are.
Yeah, and own it.
I actually saw an argument in one of the groups that was really interesting. This girl was, like, very, what's the word? Convicted of kind of being in favor of, like, sex workers.
Yeah.
You know, and saying, like, you know, that is something, like, that people do, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, or this or that. And no. But I don't know that Lala is a sex worker.
Well, I think sex work is more honest. Like a bunny ranch, for example. It's like, I'm being very honest. This costs this, and here's what you get in advance. This is, if I do this, maybe I'll get a Range Rover. Maybe I'll get a Birkin bag. Maybe it's playing back and forth, and it's using emotions and
then when you
your
don't,
power.
And then when you don't perform, you get, like, your Gucci slides taken away. Yeah.
Yeah, and scolded, like, remember where these came from. Like,
so I really think that what this comes down to is Lala is young and dumb, like Raquel. Sorry. And not that Raquel is dumb, but, like, if that's what we're going to, like, compare, she's just making mistakes with what she's saying. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that's what she means. And I don't, she's just getting tripped up on her own bullshit.
Yeah. She constantly contradicts herself. And yes. She has every season. So she just has a lot of nerve to call Raquel dumb when I'm like, you don't even understand what you're saying.
So, before she posted that video, she posted this comment and she said, "Wow, 50, I'm disgusted. We've sat up at dinner solo with you. You showing mad love while begging Rand to put on one of your talentless bitches in a film. And this is how you come for me on the gram?"
I'm so tired of everyone saying that.
Yeah.
First of all, begging Randall. Okay. Well, I heard that 50 got Randall, like, his producer job on Power and a movie job because he thought, well, if I can help him, then he'll be able to pay me back the money he owes me. So I kind of believe that, especially when it comes to Power. So maybe 50 wasn't begging Randall because it kind of seems like it's the other way around.
Yeah. So then 50 posted a comment, and this is in all caps. He put, "Me too role play. Are you an actress? Come to my hotel and act like you really want the role, then suck a dick. No good, Randall. No good." And not to toot our own horns over here, but we said that the second that this clip came out on our podcast. You can go back and listen. It's exactly what we said. It was offensive what she said. Like it offended me personally. I was like, you can't like, yeah. And I like how she downplays it where she's like, I shared something that my fiance and I do to keep things spicy
behind closed doors.
Yeah. It's like,
you announced it to the world on TV.
Yeah.
Remember, see those giant cameras in front of your face?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't reveal anything. You did that all on your own. She made it seem like 50 like bugged their house and is like using like hidden footage.
So then it got really crazy. And again, this is all like this happened at about like 9:15 p.m. on Friday. So I'd say it started at about 6 o'clock our time here in California. And this happened around 9 p.m. our time. 50 Cent then did an amazing screenshot of his phone where he posted up Randall text messaging him like
the whole text thread.
Yeah. And this there's only certain people in my life that text me like this, and they all kind of have like the same personalities. Someone that like has to like text a word and then do like every word, so you get like 18 like notifications. Yes. And sometimes sometimes when I'm ADDing, like that's how my texts come out. I try not to, but there's some people that just can't help themselves. They love to end the sentence and send. So here is what the screenshot read, and it's a picture, a screenshot of his iPhone. It says Randall. And he said, I'm sorry again, new bubble. I really am, new bubble. I said I'm sorry, Fofty. So he spelled, do you think he was speaking it and it like translated it wrong? Like, or do you think he was typing it and, because like, how did he say, or was he effing with him and trying to say 40 and like, he I'm seems looking,
no, too... No, the I's right next to the O.
He seems too...
It's a typo.
He seems too panicked to be making a joke. So, oh, yeah. So he's like, I'm sorry, Fofty. I'm heading to the emergency room. I'm not doing well. Please don't text me anymore. I'm sorry for everything. This is too much for me. I'm so hurt and not feeling well. Now my ex is fucking with me after your post. This is very bad for me on all levels. Going to ER to make sure not having heart attack. Please, 50, no more. And then he replied, get the fuck out of here, Randall. You told your girl to say that bullshit because when we had dinner, it was to talk about
Elf.
Oh.
About Elf directing.
Elf directing.
Like he's a person.
Oh, I thought it was EIF. Oh, I whatever. Oh. You fucking loser. Did you tell her you owed me $1 million over 6 years? Keep playing with me and get your fucking head cracked in front of everybody. And then his caption read, fuck you, Randall. You think I wouldn't find out? You and your little hoe girlfriend talk to Us Weekly. I want the rest of my money. I want the rest of my money Monday. So now the story is that in between his first post and this post, she ran the story to Us Weekly. So, of course, we don't know exactly what she said, but I will say, speaking from personal experience, Chad will normally never really get mad at me, but when he does, it's when I repeat something that someone says to him in private and I use it like either like in a fight or something. He hates that because it makes him look like a bitch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like he talks to his wife and, you know, like he just does not like when I use shit that he tells me. Like it embarrasses him. So mm-hmm. I have to be very careful of that. And I you can tell that that's one of 50 Cent's codes of conduct as well, and he's mm-hmm. not pleased that Randall gave ammo to Lala.
Right. So this all makes so much more sense because if you think about it, he's watching this show, whether someone told him to or just happened to be on, although it's like 7-8 episodes old, so I don't know if it just happened to be on. It
looks like someone sent him the clip or something.
Yeah. But imagine how irritating that would be because he's also been on that Jeff Lewis show, like renovating his home. They're constantly posting about the private jet. He's constantly posting about how he took like Jackson, Brittany and Lala to the Bahamas. They rented a private yacht. They rented out suites at Atlantis, like all this, like, you know, PJs, yachts. He's posting about the Rolls, and now she's up there talking about PJs and Rolls Royces and Birkin bags and all the shit he got her for Christmas. Like, that's really annoying when you owe someone money, and especially for 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had that friend that you've lent money to, and then all of a sudden they're like buying shit in front of you, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So I can see where he'd be totally annoyed. He's rubbing it in their faces, and then he's off like gambling all the time too. It's like, that would get annoying. And so he's probably feeling like a chump, like totally just taken advantage of. And he does say that then in another text. He's like, you mistook my kindness for weakness. And right. Now I'm going to show you how it really works.
So by this point, you know, all of us are just like dying. Living. I mean, it's...
You're dying. I'm living.
Yeah. It's... I felt like in the beginning it was like kind of like our Vanderpump Rules group and like some of the other groups. Like, we were the only ones that were like really hyped on it. Mm-hmm. And then it just went viral. Like, people were commenting and like, they're like, what show is this? Like, who's Lala? Like, who are these people? And then our pages just started blowing up. I started getting notifications saying that on Facebook we have like a group that's like a public Facebook group, but I've never done anything with it. And it's like, it's all, you have like 600 new views. And I'm like, there's nothing on that page. But like, we got like, I've never had that before. Huh. Obviously, people started looking up what Vanderpump was or something like that. And I mean, our Instagrams were going off.
Yeah, it was like a scroll, you know, like, let's say the McDonald's number, like how many served. It was like, it was like followers, 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 retweets, retweets, like. I'm like,
it was so fun. It was so fun. And it just like, it was such a fun energy to kind of like end the season with. And it's really kind of tragic that it took 50 Cent to give us this like
magic,
this good feeling. So at about 10:23 on Friday night, he did another screenshot of the text messages. Now, these are my personal favorite. Like, it's my personal favorite because it's like we're literally getting a glimpse in at Randall's mind, and it's really something else. So this one said, "She is my fiance, and I asked you to be in my wedding last week. I'm sorry." And he said, "Fuck that. I told you I wasn't fucking with you. What the fuck would you want me in your wedding for? Like, I ain't got shit else to do? Get the fuck out of here. You took my kindness for weakness. Now I'm going to show you what I've been trying not to do, you dumb motherfuckers." And he said, "I'm sorry, Fofty. I apologized." And then caption or whatever said, "He sent me $250,000 today, but I want all my money Monday. Fuck that. If he ain't got it, he can pull his Rolls Royce on the truck to New York. The friend shit is overrated."
No, I thought his Rolls Royce was rented.
It probably is.
Yeah. Well, you guys, also, we found out too, the Range Rover that Lala got the next day after screwing him was a regift. So someone posted this, that there was a podcast, and the podcaster, I think it was Barstool Sports or something, that she's like, my friend was his mistress.
No, it was called something Daddy.
Call Me Daddy.
Yes, that's but where. But
I think they're sponsored by Barstool Sports.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So anyway, so they said her friend was Randall's mistress before Lala, and he had given her the Range Rover. But then, like, they broke up, or he broke up with her and took the Range Rover back, and the next day gave it to Lala or whenever. I don't know if it's the next day, but it was basically a regift from his previous mistress.
And when that podcast came out, Lala responded to it and was like, "Yeah, I don't get no regift, and that's why I got the new one." Like, she responded to it and basically acknowledged the whole thing, which is crazy.
Well, didn't she have two, though? Because I think he gave her one, which was a regift, and then like she got a new upgraded version the next year. Yeah.
Yes. But it's just crazy, like, that.
Wow.
It's like the truth comes out. I don't know.
And then there's other stories, and I've heard these before the last couple of years, of people that have worked on set with him, that he's flown like girls in to, you know, mistresses in to be on set with him in Louisiana or Texas. But then I've also heard potential alleged sexual harassment a little bit with,
you know what else I this isn't my own thought. I'm annoyed that I didn't think of it, but I saw someone say it and I was like, oh my God, that's so true. Randall is not an old man. Like, let's be like, everyone likes to call him an old man and like say like, oh, Lala is with some old man.
Yeah.
He's literally got 4 years on Jax.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, he's not an old man. He's just a big grown baby man. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not.
He does seem like he'd like to dress up in a diaper and like that's how he gets off.
Yeah. But like, I feel like she kind of likes to paint him as like this Hugh Hefner type, you know, right. Like, tycoon. Oh, like he's about to die and I'm just taking his money. Like, you know, but I love him. It's like, no, he literally is like Jax's age.
Yeah. A few years older.
Yeah.
That's why they're such BFFs. Oh, but you guys don't worry. Jax did check in on him because they're so close. And, you know, he's doing okay. He's doing fine.
He just wants him to take care of his health. So after,
but everyone else has been remarkably quiet.
Yes. After the whole thing with, Lala going to Us Weekly and basically making that comment that 50 had begged for Randall to put one of his girls in the movie, 50 replied again. He made a comment at about 11:30 and he said, look at this shit. Little bitch thinks that she's in a movie. I don't beg for nothing, ho. So he's, you know, mm-hmm. He's basically saying like, I don't think so. At around 11:45 PM, Randall made a post with his daughters in it. And he said, thankful. Basically letting us know that he is done getting tested for a heart attack and he's thankful to be with his daughters, which, you know, good. Then more memes started coming. He posted on Saturday morning at 8:15 a.m. Money by Monday, Randall, with an amazing selfie of Randall taking a selfie and then 50 Cent is in the background. And he said, look at this fool taking selfies. You better get me my money, fool.
Well, because it's not even like he asked him. You can see 50's like, what the fuck, man? Like, he's just like, look, it's behind me, everyone. Look, look. I'm like super popular. Like, I can just hear him like, it's Tuesday, everyone. You know, Power Tuesday. But like, he's taking like fan pics, basically. I mean, he is with them in that circle, but he didn't ask 50 to be in that picture.
It's yeah.
Like, why don't you just ask him instead of getting like, you know, like what we do?
Yeah. So
what'd you think of Stassi's comment? She posted, this is treason, hashtag guillotine. Like, what is treason? Like, I mean, I know what treason is. I mean, like, why, what did 50 Cent do to Randall or Lala to make it treasonable in your eyes, Stassi?
I'm assuming that they were like partners and that he, you know, took it to social media on that level. That's what I took it as.
And then chop your head off hashtag.
Yeah.
But then she just got slammed. She got slaughtered. So everyone shut the fuck up pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, there was probably, what, 200-300 comments under Stassi's. And I would say 90% of them were, stay out of it, Stassi. It's not your fight.
Yeah.
And then she did. I wish James wasn't on tour and he would become, he did comment, I'm dead. You know, he's living for this, but he's literally doing like different city every day. It's just new DJ gig, but I'm sure he's too busy to like follow this whole story, but you know, he's living for it. Oh, 50 just posted again.
Oh no, so now what?
Should have faked a heart attack with the cartoon.
Oh my gosh.
What's that dude's name?
From Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Stewie.
Yeah. Money Monday, right around the corner. I'm going to bed early. Hashtag Fofty and then his liquor brands.
So in conclusion, I mean, you guys can follow along. We're trying to post on our pages and stuff, but basically we just wanted to get on here and tell you guys what's going on and that we're following along and that we're so excited for the finale, but more excited for what's going to happen tomorrow on Monday. So, yeah, thanks you guys for following along. Thanks for liking all of our posts and everything. And let us know what you think. Like, weigh in with us on social media. We want to hear from you. Again, you can join our private Facebook group. It's Vanderpump Rules Party. You can find us on Insta and Twitter, everywhere. So check us out. And yeah. I think that's all. I mean, there's a lot more comments and stuff to share, but it's getting a little repetitive. So you guys can check it out.
Cool. And we'll be back with you for the finale. And hopefully the better, bigger finale is Money Monday.
Yes. Definitely.
So excited. I can't wait to see what happens.
Me too.
All right.
Okay, bye.